If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, this old saying starkly points out the importance of preparation, something we need to heed when it comes to sharing our faith.
John, we're looking at a key verse when it comes to Christian apologetics, 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. The English word here, answer, is the Greek word apologia, from which we get the transliteration apologetics, giving an answer or a defense for a belief. Peter says, set apart Christ as Lord in your life, and you'll get opportunities to share, so be prepared.
And the meaning is pretty straightforward. Do what's necessary ahead of time.
Every believer depends on the power of the Holy Spirit to reflect the light, life, and likeness of Jesus Christ. Every believer needs the power of God working in us and shining through us, but when it comes to sharing the gospel, the Bible says we don't just press autopilot. We need to do what's necessary ahead of time to be ready for God-given opportunities, or as a friend of mine calls them, divine appointments.
So Alec, then, how do believers get ready? How can they be prepared?
Well, we need to be praying for opportunities to engage other people, but also be practical by thinking about some of the common questions people have about Christianity. I remember I met a young man who assumed the Bible was really just a book of fairy stories. I spent a few moments sharing some of the historical support, some of the archaeological evidence for the biblical gospels. He was standing with his mouth open. He'd never heard this before. We are responsible to do our best, but then we can trust God to take care of the rest.
How'd you like to track where Alec is teaching, training, or traveling? You'll find updates at his website, reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.